Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is the Dove and Poet Show. I'm here with my confidant, Dove.
And welcome, everyone.
Yes, and then we're here communicating on the topic of hydration. Hydration, how vital and important that is. So I would like to say, in reference to hydrating yourself and your cells, you would definitely need to drink lots of water. Now, when I say lots of water, usually the normal regimen is to drink at least anywhere between 6 to 8 cups a day. But I would actually recommend something a little different. I would say adhere to the normal mechanism of your body, per se. And it's not to say that 6 to 8 cups isn't the standard way of doing things, or it shouldn't be done. It should, definitely. But all of our bodies function a little differently, to where someone who drinks 4 cups every day, it might be more accessible to them versus the normal 6 to 8 way. So I would say, know yourself. According to the pinnacles of your diet, you know, to know how much water to drink for that day. For instance, people who have high water diets with waters and certain sugars and certain nutrients, for instance, eating watermelon or cantaloupe or papaya or certain citrus fruit diets that most people tend to have early in the morning or in the midday, that consumption of water is as such, as well as the sugars. Now, we know that sugar is implemented in the body and stored as fat. So you want to be careful with how much sugars that you're actually putting in, even though that would be the better source of sugar instead of added sugar from the sugar cane or from honey or agave, which is all right too, well in its perspectives. But you definitely want to take in fruits that have a natural level of water and sugar and you know, healthy sugars and other types of nutrients. But if you know that, if you find yourself with a light diet of eating salads, greens, and fruit, then the consumption of water doesn't have to be as such as 8 cups a day, or it could just be 4 or 4 to 6, because you're already implementing the fluids that you need throughout the day. Now, for someone else that has a high metabolism and works actually super faster than the average, then they may need 6 to 8 cups a day. So, you know, there's just pretty much based on knowing your body and knowing your body's mechanism, how it functions. Now, another thing I would like to address in reference to hydration is coconut water. Something that's so vital for your immune. Why? Coconut water, or the coconut as a whole, has about 102 minerals from the earth in it. And out of all those minerals and vitamins, on a more concrete level, it's full of iron, phosphorus, magnesium, and potassium, which is awesome for your organs, boosting your immune system, for your bones, and cell reproduction. So coconut water is actually water with electrolytes, and since our bodies are electrical, and we come from nature, and everything that God made in nature is electrical, then we definitely want to tap back into the life resources and the life source to amplify our bodies, giving our bodies back the nutrients that it craves for. And this is where the coconut water comes in, because it actually has the best hydration. So, you know, these are like some of the things to pay attention to. while you actually finding out the functioning of your body in reference to your diet. And I think for now, that's probably all I would like to say. And Dove and I will definitely get back at you at a later time.
And you guys have. Thanks for coming out. Like, comment, and share. And we'll talk to you soon. Have a blessed night.
Have a blessed night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.